The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Community Conversations, where curiosity meets community. I'm Andy, and this is the space where we connect with the people, projects, and ideas shaping our region. I'm joined today by Becky Siam.
Yep, Siam.
Who is returning for a one-night encore at the Suta Gallery on the Saturday the 23rd of May, bringing her show The Shape of Belonging, which she won Best Local Show at the Nelson Fringe Festival. Kia ora, Becky. Lovely to have you here with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, let's talk about your show, The Shape of Belonging.
Well, it kind of started as a bit of an accident, really, as all the best things do. I'm involved with a women's networking group, and one of the women, Karen, she organises her story every couple of years. And so I've attended a couple of her stories. And then last year she was like, I'm going to do another one. And she looked at me and she's like, Becky, you're going to be the speaker this year, aren't you? You're going to be one of the speakers. And I was like, yes, I am. And I kind of just said yes, like, as a, you know, like, I wasn't even, it was a reaction without me even thinking about it. But as I said it, I knew it was the right time, and I knew it was something that I wanted to do and that I was ready to do. So I was like, okay, I'm a little bit of a creative person. I love my music and I love speaking, well, to myself. So I decided to do something a little bit different. So I was like, okay, I want to do something where I'm talking about my story, but also I've got like a sort of an ambient background of music behind it as well, because, you know, I wanted to lead the audience into an immersive experience rather than just me standing up on stage and just saying words. So I asked a few of my musician friends, hey guys, I'm doing this thing, you know, would you like to come and be involved? And I'm very fortunate that they all said, yeah, let's do it. So the teaser, which was like just a 20-minute segment, first happened in December at Her Story, at the Suta Art Gallery also. And we loved it. It was great. It was very well received. And then after that, we were like, oh, this was really cool. We should do it again sometime. And then I was approached by the Fringe Festival. And they were like, hey, we've got half an application from you here, because I kind of started filling out an application. Then I totally just was like, oh, no, not yet. No, I'm not ready for that yet, because I would have had to make the 20 minutes into 50 minutes. And at that point, I was like, oh, maybe. And then I just thought, nah, let me just leave it for this year. But then they actually contacted me, said, hey, we've got a spot. Would you like to do it? And again, I said yes, without even thinking about it, and went back to my friends. Hey, would you like to do a 50-minute version of this one, you know, at the Fringe Festival? And they were like, yeah, let's do it. So what we started with, we then started actually writing songs specifically for certain parts of my story. And so it became like a 50-minute show for the Fringe Festival. And we worked on it, and finally the day came, and again, it was really well received. And the thing was, it actually sold out, and there were so many people coming to us saying, we really wanted to come, but it was sold out. And because it was our first Fringe Festival, we didn't realise you could kind of do multiple shows during the festival, so we only had the one show. So after that was over, we were like, hey, let's do it again. And this was before we even found out we won Best Local Show. We're like, yeah, let's do it. And we all kind of talked about the venues around town and stuff. And because it started at the Suta, we were like, that's actually a really good space. Why don't we do it there? I think it was about a week later we found out we won Best Local Show, which was a huge surprise, because I knew nothing about Fringe Festivals, and I'd literally just gone in there just to share, you know, just to share an experience, a part of my story. So finding out that we won was just, it was awesome. You know, we already knew that it was well received, but just that, I guess, knowing in a community like Nelson, we are actually appreciated for what you're creatively producing. You know, it was a really lovely, warm community feeling to have that as well. So that cinched the deal, really. And we're like, okay, it's happening now. We are doing this new show. And so now what started as a 20-minute teaser, then became a 50-minute fringe show, is now a 90-minute full performance with multiple songs and musical ambiance. I like to refer to it as like a sonic journey, because it's not just about me speaking. It's about the whole arc of how we lead people through my story, but in a way that you've got the music, you've got the songs, you've got my voice, and it becomes, like I said, an immersive experience as well. So that's how it all began.
Fantastic. That's great. Now, I haven't been to your show. I'm going to book to go to the one on the 23rd of May. But is there any sort of thing that you can tell us, or any background of you, which isn't a spoiler for the show?
No, it's all good. I'm like an open book. I've written a book called Scripted, How Language Writes Our Identity and How We Can Rewrite It. And so The Shape of Belonging is me talking about my story from when I was adopted. My birth mother was a white New Zealander. She was 17 at the time. And she, you know, it's the old story. First time she had sex, became pregnant. Her family actually disowned her, not because she was pregnant, but because she was pregnant to a black man's baby. So she put me up for adoption because she really wanted me to have a family. So I was adopted from 13 days old into a white New Zealand family, which has been awesome. And so basically The Shape of Belonging, it really goes through my experience of being bicultural, living in, you know, very kind of, you know, European type of communities and so forth. So I look at race, and I look at belonging, and I look at identity, but not in a way that's pointing fingers, or it's more in a way that I needed to come to myself and who I was, and to be really at home with who I was from that moment, you know, 13 days old that I was born. To really understand my whole life story and the journey. So The Shape of Belonging literally takes you from my birth to my childhood years, to my teen years, to getting married, to my children, to, you know, various different griefs and losses and everything that came along the way. But then the hope is that it then leads people into this understanding that I actually learned to rewrite my story by changing the language I talk to myself in. And because that's kind of the whole gist of the book I've written, I've basically created it in story format. And I'm showing people how the different scripts that we can have can affect our perspective on different things that happen in our lives. And when we actually rewrite those scripts, we can actually rewrite our life. We rewrite our identity. We rewrite our confidence. We look at things in a completely different way, because we're looking at it in wholeness and trueness, and not just in the scripts that are just automatically playing in our mind. So that's kind of in a nutshell, the gist of what we're doing here.
Sure, fantastic. That's great, Becky. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the show?
Part of the show is that, like I said, the musicians that are behind me are absolutely awesome. We have Suki and Lara and Morgan. And like I said before, it's not just me. It's like the whole experience is created because of their amazing creativity as artists, and Nelson as well. And so, yeah, if you don't particularly want to come and hear me talk, you can come and listen to this amazing music, because it really is something that is unique. And I think it's something that people will really, really love. And it'll give your nervous system a rest for about 90 minutes. And I think we all need that.
Absolutely, we do, yeah, especially in these chaotic days that we're experiencing. Well, I looked on the website and tickets are still available.
They are.
At the Suta, and they're very reasonably priced at $20, yep, which to me seems like an absolute bargain. So I encourage you listeners to get out there and get your tickets and come and listen to Becky and her story, The Shape of Belonging.
Thank you so much, Andy.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. It's been my absolute pleasure to meet you, Becky. To hear more stories from around our region, you can listen to other Community Conversation episodes anytime at freshfm.co.nz under Community Conversations. You've been listening to Andy.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.